I got
it. Working now?
Welcome to all of this is temporary. Amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, we are rolling.
We have
and
blown
you
another light.
Just dis- the dog disconnected that one. So,
okay, let me
so you just got it.
We're the
chair. We're rolling. All of this is temporary, as always. Just a complete perfection show. Hey, look at there we are.
Another relay.
Good job, baby. We're your hosts, and I hope you've enjoyed everything so far. My name is Ray Stone. This is the lovely as ever Melody Gates, and there's nobody else in the room. I don't see anybody. Do you see anybody?
No. Who?
Colin Barrett in the house, yeah, in the go. Cabin. It was almost all temporary today. Whew, have we had a day, and have we had a couple of weeks. It's been damn near a month and a half since we have podcasted.
Oh,
the world has been just crying out, just dying for more from us.
Yeah, what have Ray Stone and Melody Gates been up to?
Clambering.
They don't know.
Well, we'll tell
we
you.
We have so many updates.
It was a Cocopelli Wiki Parker dance, and we almost got down to just a Cocopelli and a Parker this afternoon. As we were getting back, even up in Greer, Arizona, the coyotes will try to lure your dogs into the woods, yeah, and kill them.
Kill. Mm-hmm. They gone.
But Cullen, a special award goes to you. This is, you can hold this. You can hold the.
Thanks, buddy.
Did you tell Cullen about Rendezvous?
Put it on the table. I'm going to want that back. So
very Trump of you to take someone else's trophy.
Oh, my God. Yeah. The Trump thing is the first thing that we should all be talking about. And I apologize for not having the video queued up. It should absolutely be on the screen right now, but it's not. But I'll cut it in.
Oh, we have Colin instead.
Trump dumping.
The Trump dumpster.
Oh, my gosh.
He's the Trump dumpster for sure. What on earth?
Yeah.
Well, you know, let's dive right into the politics of the matter. Life is good. It's only happening in the internet. That's what we've discovered this week. It's only happening inside the screens. So,
oh yeah,
what are we worrying about?
Oh yeah, aspens are still changing colors at the right time, and everything's good.
The aspens are changing colors. Melody is high as a kite, if you can't tell. But, you know, it is fun.
No, but it's true. You know, The rhythm of life still goes on. Everything really, truly is okay.
Yeah. It's like this. Okay. So the biggest concern that we had today was the dog almost got booby nabbed by a couple low-lying coyotes up in the country.
In my head and in my heart, I was like, Colin, whistle. I just kept saying it over and over again inside.
I yelled it too. I was like, use your whistle.
I heard that.
Dad, whistle better come out. Thank
goodness.
It was
such a high-stress situation.
Yeah. You were close.
Oh, my gosh.
We almost just breezed over the award ceremony for this, too, just now. No, really appreciate you coming in. Yep. If you hear anything in the background, it's the dogs.
Yeah, that's the small one, actually.
We don't edit because we keep shit real, but if we do edit, it's just because of the dogs.
You know what? I bet Coco would do a good Randy Man Savage impression.
That's what she's working on, actually. She's been seeing She's been seeing you do it. And so she's trying it too.
Cup of coffee. And there goes the light.
The dogs. Oh, it's a strobe party. Sometimes.
Oh my gosh.
Colin, sometimes we like to just strobe out.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. I do that.
Yeah. It's pretty dope. It's pretty dope when you do, especially when you do it right.
I feel like this is a special on location.
It is.
Episode, you know?
Yeah. And if you're familiar with the show,
this
you'll
is what
see
happens.
There is still a fireplace in the background. In rare form, it is not lit, but in this case,
I failed in doing that. Sorry about that.
The reason for that is The other fireplace we have is just you turn on the TV and then that looks like the fireplace. This one you have to do a little bit more work. Mm-hmm. And what do we know about Melody? She doesn't do more work.
It's not. I did the fire last time.
Cullen is our friend. He, by the way, I feel like we should kind of say a few things. Yeah, he's
let's get a couples therapist. Soft intro.
We brought him in. Yeah, in case you're wondering. Yeah,
that's why he has the microphone like that.
You haven't seen us for a couple months because we've been on the rocks. And so we brought Cullen in.
We had to step away for a minute to really focus on ourselves.
Yeah. It's not what you think. It's not like.
I'm going to take this time to just observe you,
too. Oh, this is the observation part. Yeah, so what you're really witnessing right now is a live therapy session.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't even know why we gave him a mic, actually. Just sit there and listen. I'm so fucking proud of myself. I need a pin to give myself a gold star on the sheet here, though, for getting it done, actually figuring out. I still don't know what I did.
To get this shit going.
Your headphones to work.
Oh, no. You don't know what you did?
Little inside baseball. Unmuted. I muted and then unmuted all three channels. I uninstalled. This is so exciting. But for me, it is. I'm charged up as fuck right now.
I'm all hopped up. Good.
I'm happy for you.
I'm fast as fuck, boy. I love that we didn't give him a mic stand, though. I brought everything except for the mic stand.
That's all right.
I feel like it fits Cullen, though. It's kind of fitting.
The blue cord. He gets the blue cord.
Cullen's like the centerpiece.
We like to put our guests right between the uprights and just really focus on making it as comfortable as we can for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, so much to share. I mean, has it been a month and a half?
Kick it off.
So I'm just so excited to share that I finally tried comedy for the first time.
Ooh.
I got on stage. That was a while ago. I think it was the week that was our last episode right before I did comedy.
Right before you did it, yeah.
Oh man.
I thought we had done one where you had, but we also got flagged for something. Also, congratulations to the podcast for getting flagged. You know, for getting shadow banned.
Oh, we got flagged on. Wait, tell me, remind me what happened?
I'm not trying to upstage what you said. Let's focus on the fact that you did comedy and your jokes were fantastic. Would you like to tell one of those jokes now?
Well, I don't want anybody to worry that I started doing comedy because it's race thing, you know?
Oh, we're not worried.
Race thing. Don't worry. It's not some women's lib thing. You know where I try to do everything my man does, but better. But it's not one of those things.
Yeah.
Because I can't do it better than you, baby. That wasn't one of my jokes.
I made her say that.
I thought of that when I was going to the bathroom earlier today.
But you know what? Actually, I thought you were tagging in on your joke that is, I always wanted to try comedy because
I've always wondered what it's like to be a lesbian.
Yeah. So that kind of plays into that.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. But yeah, it was fun. It was a good time. I don't even remember my jokes.
That was one of them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you said, my boyfriend has been trying to talk me into doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because
it worked.
I didn't know he was into voyeurism. Mm-hmm. Turns out he just wants to see me eat a dick on stage.
Ooh.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People enjoyed it. Many people laughed. Many did not. Mm-hmm. It's how it goes at Cheers.
That's how it is. Yeah. But there aren't a lot of people in there.
That's a tough show.
I thought it went pretty well.
That was a tough night too. Cause I went up and I was like, that was a quiet night for everybody.
Yeah.
Pretty quiet. Where am I? I feel like I've lost the
loudness.
It's
not the water feature in the room. That's the dog.
Yeah, we have a new one. Yeah. Joining us also in the studio are Wiki, Parker, and Coca.
Mm-hmm.
The dream team.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah. Great dogs.
Yeah, actually.
We have a dog per person.
And a cool mix. One of them is a blue heeler. Did you hear Wiki get a compliment from the diesel truck that drove by?
Oh, no.
He's like, "That's a blue heeler" on the way by.
She gets a lot of compliments. She's a good looking heeler.
That was my diesel truck. Is it robot?
That's a good one. It's good. Yeah.
Yeah, you knew what it was. This week's sponsor, Tubbo Towels. As always, every episode is brought to you by something. And this week, Tubbo Towels.
Heavy-duty cleaning wipes.
Yeah.
Where do you use them, Colin?
Everywhere.
On your glasses?
On your body? Or
glasses,
who
hands.
Who just kicked the camera? The dogs just kicked the camera. All right, we're going to keep it rolling. I have to adjust it, and we'll edit it back together.
Oh, my goodness. Life of the pups. There's really just one pup that's keeping this whole thing alive here.
Completely ruined the shot. And, okay.
All right. Are we going to edit this out, or are we going to keep this in?
Who knows?
No, we'll trim this out. Oh, my gosh. It was
so Oh, yeah. Cup of coffee, yeah.
Cup of coffee.
Cream of the cup. Cream always rises to the top.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Great job.
It's really going to take some practice to get my motto, man.
Everyone can see your phone. Oh, my God. Oh my
disco. And we're back.
Jesus.
And we're back. And we're back.
This is podcast 101. If your dog ain't got no tact, don't bring it to the crag.
Heard.
Okay, well, we're just going to keep it going because
that's
how we do it around here.
Oh, man.
We were talking about, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, so we're excited for Halloween. We have our first couple's costume.
Yep.
We're doing.
Yep.
What better couple than Hulk Hogan and Macho Man Mandy? Mm-hmm.
Macho Man Mandy Savage.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Intercontinental champion.
We do our. It's so bad. I'm not even doing it. I'm not even going to do it into the brother.
The 24 inch pythons, brother.
30 inch neck. I'm 6'8". I don't know how they're going to. I got to make them believe that story. But, you know, I can pull it off. I should get some, oh my gosh, I could make some bases for those boots.
Jesus.
Are we going to kill these dogs?
Well, we had our chance earlier.
I know, the too one late. We saved is...
Too late now. Now we got
them. We put them all in Cullen's room?
I thought you were going to say the basement. There's no basement.
Should we lock them all in a separate room apiece? Mm-hmm. The puppy is growing at an alarming rate. This is
She definitely grew from a week ago when I saw her last. She's a lot bigger.
She's been she started lifting. We got her on a program.
A lot of high protein.
Creatine.
Low carb, high fat.
Do they even use that shit anymore? Creatine.
Yeah, they
do.
Creatine, L-theanine.
They get pumped.
Whey protein.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any kind of bean, really.
Yeah.
Lots of beans.
Yeah, maybe not. Yeah, maybe not all
not
of them.
Not all though. Of them.
Morphine, yeah. Not that one.
Yeah. Hygiene.
Hygiene. They don't do that.
It's not a must.
Do you even wipe your towel? Do you even wipe your jeans? Do you even have a gym towel, bro?
Do you even have a gym, bro?
I love that there's just a little bit of squeak in the chairs coming through the mics. The cabin tight, squeaky cabin tight.
Funny thing, it's a sound cabin, good foundation, but sitting in the chairs, you never know when they're going to fall to pieces.
It's got a good foundation now, yeah.
The chairs, not so much. But the house, pretty good.
Let's talk about what we did today.
Went and shot some guns.
Became a sharpshooter.
Yeah. Mm.
Yep.
We all became one sharpshooter.
Colin, tell us about your guns.
Let's see here.
Are they 24 inches?
I think
it's a 24 python.
I think it's safe to say that everybody's favorite was the 22, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I'm split between. I love the 357.
Yeah,
The revolver. So nice.
So awesome. We had a Ruger Mark III, 22 long rifle, and a Smith & Wesson 357 revolver, and a 380 Smith & Wesson.
A 22 long rifle is what that's called?
Yeah, it's 22. Yeah.
It's like a long barrel. Kind of thing.
I always thought the rifle had to be a rifle.
The bullet size.
Okay.
Yeah, that was fun. I liked having the extra mag in my back pocket, and then I would switch it. That was fun.
I saw you do that.
That was fun. I like that.
I don't know shit about guns, but I can shoot them, I guess.
Okay. Oh, it was pretty fun, though.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was a fun day. So close by. Perfect weather.
Yeah, I hit the can the best of all of us.
Yeah, absolutely.
I need to say that. I need everyone to know I hit the can the best. Cullen does a great in the distance gunfire.
Maybe. Have you ever been camping? I don't know if you can hear it.
Oh, you can, yeah.
Oh, you can.
It's coming through. Excellent. I don't know if it'll come through the stereo, but it's pretty good. The master of sound effects, we're interviewing Cullen for a potential position, doing stuff in the studio. We really don't know.
Does he know that?
Yeah. Remember the guy? What was the dude's name in Police Academy that does all the sound effects? I should know his name.
I think Cullen would be very good at that.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
If he needs a reference, I'm happy to.
For this show?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, if you wouldn't mind sending a reference over to my email.
Yes. bombwithmecomedy@raystone.com.
Close.
Almost.
If you do have comments, bombwithmecomedy@gmail.com. That's actually very good. I don't think we've ever promoted. We do have an email.
Oh my gosh. It would be so great to get an email from
a stranger. We care what you think, Brandon. That's nice to see you again, Brandon.
Is that the dude that commented a couple times?
The one.
I feel like this is my own personal podcast.
Yeah, Brandon.
He's my favorite.
We have one guy that has found us randomly.
Yeah.
And everybody else is 9 people that we know. Okay. And sometimes they listen and sometimes they don't.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But Brandon.
What's up, Brandon?
Yeah.
He commented. He said, I feel like this is my very own podcast. Mm-hmm. My own private podcast.
That's nice.
It's nice. What he means is nobody's watching.
Nobody's
it
watching.
But him. Yeah. Wiki, get out.
And then he gave us kudos for having grit. Like, what did he say? Like, basically,
sticking
he was like,
to
he,
it.
He was like, yeah.
You guys have stick-to-itiveness or something.
Yeah. Kind of like, I can't believe you're still doing this.
Yeah. But well, I got news for you, Brandon. We're doing this shit, and we're going to do all kinds of cool shit.
We're learning as we go.
You know what? We do comedy on this. We do a little bit of music on this sometimes. We have cool-ass motherfuckers on this. Like, who the fuck are you? Who are you, Brandon? And you know who you are. If you're watching this, you know who you are.
You know you like that, Brandon.
But we do have, there are a couple of announcements to go along with. We might as well do some plugs. You guys have anything you're trying to plug? Well, I do. A couple of shows.
Wait, hold on. I have something really quick.
My mouth?
I have a webinar that's airing this Thursday, February 23rd. Google Cloud with Anthropic.
That's too funny. Actually, fair enough.
Yeah.
It's very exciting
stuff. It's a long website, so I can't tell you what it is to register. But if you're a startup and you're building with AI agents, you should.
Every time I nod, my chair goes, woo.
No, but legit, in this webinar, there's a demo on how to build a robot to trade for you.
Cullen,
tell you what to trade for in the stock market. Anyways, go ahead.
Cullen, have you been on a podcast before?
Never.
This is fetching podcast material. Talking about AI, talking about your job is fetching podcast material.
Well, you asked if I had anything to plug.
That
I'm
is
done.
Amazing.
I'm
yeah.
done plugging. I mean, since you, I
is
didn't
this
think
really
about
your first?
It.
I thought you'd been on one before.
No.
Nice.
Never.
Really? Cullen, I would never podcast. Would have thought. I thought you were.
Cullen Pepper
you're very
Barrett's.
Comfortable here.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. On the scene.
Yeah, he doesn't even need notes. He's like, I'm just here for this.
Yeah.
I didn't tell him to do notes or anything.
Yeah. Damn it, Ray.
I asked him earlier, I said, what are your bullet points for this show?
I thought you said you were making yours.
No, I didn't. Okay. Just kidding. Okay.
Phew. Well, if you can't tell by now, we are very funny, and I do some comedy. So we do have some shows to promote, actually, at the end of the month. On the 30th of October, I'm going to be at Stir Crazy Comedy doing the Funniest Person in the Universe competition. I know, whole universe. I can't believe
you. It might be you. You're in.
Well, if you can't tell, I do think it is me. So,
yeah. I mean, you got me.
Shucks.
Your hat's in the ring, you know?
The camera has been moved again. It's okay. It's like, but we're going to continue with this. Oh, my goodness.
It's really crooked now. Was it like that before?
Hey, promote the Cheers show real quick.
All right. So we've got this Funniest Man in the Universe on October 30th. And then October 31st at Cheers in Glendale, our favorite dive bar. He has a 10-minute slot, his first paid gig, guys. This is a big deal.
Wow,
first
that is
paid
a big
gig.
Deal.
And there is a costume competition that we are preparing for.
Oh, we're going to win.
Oh, we're going to win. Oh, yeah.
Looks pretty straight.
Look at the cup of coffee, huh? Like, go.
So, yeah, if you guys want to come out and see some comedy, if you're in the area, the Phoenix area is what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Cheers is on 59th Avenue and Bell. That starts at 7 o'clock. That's a free show. It's
Phoenix, Arizona.
You can come.
Still
it's a bar.
Still time to get your plane tickets or whatever if you need.
So it's just a room, though. It's a bar, so you know, you can have some fun. I am gonna lose it on these dogs if they don't stop it.
Wow.
So anyway, this is... podcasting.
No, but that's great. That's 2 days, October 30th and then October 31st.
Dun, 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 dun.
We're good.
Still going. Keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Keep talking. What do you got? What else? What are on your list there, babe?
Oh, man.
You're the host.
Oh, shoot. I got to keep it going over here. So I have a question, and maybe we can discuss this, Colin. Okay. Target has a very specific smell.
Yeah.
Why does it smell like that?
I don't know, but honestly, I was in there like 2 days ago doing my glasses, getting new glasses, and I actually thought that same
Did
thing.
Did you?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
as soon as you walk in, it like hits you. It's like... Yeah. I think it's in the fans. There's some kind of smell something. In the fans.
It's something if both of us are talking about it right now.
It's funny because I've never thought about that before until the other day when I was in there. That is funny that you also thought about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a one-of-a-kind Target smell.
I bet it's like a psychological thing to get you to that with the red and the Target.
I think they call it chemical flower potpourri.
Chemical flower potpourri.
It's very chemically.
It is, and it's very specific.
I don't know. It's just, yeah, it's Target. Smells like Target.
Gosh, get it away from me.
So, yeah, post in the comments below what you think of Target's scent. Oh, it is very true, though. I guess it's never really clicked, but it's almost like if they made Silly Putty out of, like, some kind of... cleaners under your sink, you know? There's like a Silly Putty
smell.
Yeah, that's
it's Target like, Silly Putty from under your sink.
Because it's like chemical and almost like Silly Putty-y.
Yeah, chemically, but not.
Kinda.
Yeah, kind of strange, guy.
Oh, my gosh. This is the Wiley's podcast, but I like
it. It's Wiley. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Tune out. Look, we just have stuff going on, okay? Sorry if we have stuff going on in our lives.
It's just like life over here, okay?
And they're just going to kill each other, these dogs are. It's fine.
They just start playing, you know, right when we start here.
Yeah. Parker's just chill. Yeah. He's like, I'm being right here. Boy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know what I was thinking about the other day, baby?
Hmm.
I was thinking about how like, you know, like China dishes that get passed down in your family.
Yeah.
I feel like that's just our grandparents' way of like bullying their future generations.
Fucking drum roll, please. One of the things we love to do on this show is bully. It's been a cornerstone. We have built the entire 9 listener audience on bullying and different forms of bullying, and you are so right. Because who the fuck wants to keep that old china? You have like six or seven sets of china. Because
you don't just get the china, you get the story too.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Yes, and all the other stories of, you know, every time it's been used, you get the story of how it was acquired and then stories of when it's been used.
Yep, they front load you with guilt. That's what that is.
And then you end up with two sets of china from either side of your parents, but you have two dads, so I will have a third set at some point in time.
Oh,
from Roy. Yeah.
Roy has china?
Yeah, they're actually kind of cool. They're like hand painted. If it's from
Mexico, isn't it called pottery?
No. No, this is like hand painted winter scenes of like New England, America. They're actually kind of cool looking. Yeah. Those are kind of cool.
It's not bone tomahawk china.
You know. But yeah, that just
reminds me of Thanksgiving dinner, you know. China.
Dude, I love that. What you're doing, you're holding the mic like to where it looks like it's your nose.
Yeah, you're like it's Mr. Cool. Wilson, the neighbor.
I didn't give you any options, and that's, you're doing great. It sounds amazing.
Yeah. My nose is the gauge, you know.
What did you say before that? Before I cut you off, I'm sorry.
I don't remember.
Okay. What did he say? It was about bone china? Bone tomahawk?
I don't know. You said bone hawk or tomahawk.
No, no.
And then I started thinking about the elk leg.
Okay. I said bone tomahawk.
Yeah.
But what were you saying? What were you saying?
When you're at grandma's house and she breaks out them old dishes, you know, that we all have seen. And it just reminds you of Thanksgiving.
That's the that's so part wholesome. Of the bullying.
Sorry,
you just haven't realized it.
Sorry.
Sorry to bring in heartwarming part to that.
Bring the show down, geez. It is the season. Mm-hmm. I saw the holiday, Christmas decorations were going up in Lowe's the other day, and it made me think of once again my favorite Halloween costume idea of all time, which is Wrong Party Santa. And that is the black. I told you about this when we were working on Janie's bathroom.
Oh.
Wrong Party Santa is. Do you remember in Lowe's when you walk in and they have a black and a white full size Santa at the door?
Yeah.
I was like, I walked in, I started laughing immediately because my brain went, ooh, let's buy the black Santa and then you wear it for Halloween, because they had this decoration up before Halloween, and you show up as black Santa at your if you're going to an all white party, you wear the black Santa. If you're going to an all black party, you wear the white Santa, and then you just sort of hang at the fringe of the group and you kind of go, tell me that's amazing.
Wrong Party Santa.
Maybe it's time to bring that joke back around. It is the holidays. So.
Do you remember that first Christmas after we met? We got our Wrong Party Santa for my party. We were going to paint it black, but we decided not to.
It was just a Santa, when you guys were like, oh, we got something special. Her and a girlfriend they're like, we got you something. And do you remember what I said? It was so inappropriate. I go, ooh, is it a threesome? But to be fair, I was like trying to be funny. It was all comedy. I have zero interest in that friend. Ew. Or any friend, really. But, this, you know. Yeah. Any hoozles. So they go, yeah, we got this. And she said, we better crack this other chip. Better start praying to the church. She's
got the cup of coffee.
Which bitch is here? Cream rises to the top. Oh, it's getting good.
It's getting there.
Unfortunately, that's not who I'm not supposed to be. Mine. How about I'll be a confused Hulk Hogan? Hulkamania.
Or what if you dress as Hulk Hogan, I dress as Macho Man Mandy, but then I'm doing Hulk Hogan impersonations the whole night and you're doing Macho Man?
I think Would anybody get it? Well,
no.
Did you zing me?
Did I zing you?
Were you zinging me and I didn't catch it?
No.
Oh, okay. I was hoping you did, but.
Well, I mean, it's always a zing or zing somewhere.
I know you know better, so. Oh. Sorry, we've been sorry about that. Everybody.
Puppy.
Puppy dope.
Oh my goodness. We went to see some aspens today.
Yeah, we did. We went on a hike. That was nice with the pups.
What about
walking through the aspens? Yeah. Oh, so nice.
And remember what we did last night? We drove to a haunted house and then we got weirded out because we were too old to be there.
We were too old to be there.
Chickened the fuck out. We should have gone through. We should have, you know what we didn't do? We didn't maintain frame. We should have held frame. We should have stood our ground. Like the couple that was next to us, that was the only other old couple that was there, were these ugly people, and they had their, they were buttoned together. Sorry, what was it?
We back.
We are indeed back. Sorry about that. Everybody knows, you know, it happens. Nobody cares. What are we worried about?
I swear this never happens.
That's my line.
And I'm trying to help you out.
Ooh, that's my line. So anyways, what were we talking about? We were in the middle of, I remember solving all of the problems of the universe. I was pitching a show. You guys were both pitching a tent. I mean, you know, it's like
doing a show.
Oh, we were talking about going to the maze.
We were doing the
haunted
house
Halloween costume contest. No,
we were talking about ugly people being there.
This couple, and at one point she buttoned her jacket around his neck and sort of hunched over behind him, or was it the other way around? One of them was buttoned, and it kind of looked like a horse blanket, and it wasn't.
They were kind of roundish shaped, also.
They were being.
That's also important to note.
Annoyingly
cute.
But it wasn't cute.
It wasn't cute because they were kind of old.
They both were. Well, they were our age. I mean, that was the thing.
It's old.
Yeah, if we were doing that, that would be not cute.
And yeah, it's. So everybody else.
I can picture
it. This is also where all the teenagers are. They're all in
Snowflake.
They're
all teenagers. Like, all teenagers or parents of teenagers.
I have zero worry that the population is suffering. There are so many kids in rural America. That's all they do is they make puppies. That's what they do. Some of those kids probably have puppies of their own.
And, like, the ones up here, it's probably our future.
That's
my
guess.
They're not, you know, polluted with the city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good future, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was our future last night.
But we chickened out. We chickened out as a motherfucker.
We were scared of it.
We drove an hour and 20 minutes to go do this.
Well, we drove an hour for dinner, and then we drove 20 minutes to go do that.
It was worth it. The dinner's always good. Shout out the house.
Hell, yeah. Smoked cauliflower wedge.
Ooh, at the house.
Is that what you ended up getting?
Dude, it was so good.
Yeah.
I want to make it. It's so good. Amazing. Put a good sauce on it.
Colin, if you could put your knee down.
Yeah, that's kind of distracting. Oh, yeah.
The smoked cauliflower wedge. I was kidding. That was
no, man. You got to readjust my whole situation.
Yeah, I was just going with it, too.
I didn't mean to. Yeah.
I didn't notice it, but it
shit, did I make it weird?
Matter.
Squirrel.
It's kind of weird.
Squirrel.
No.
No, yeah, so the burger and the cauliflower wedge and your chicken. Pickled brined chicken.
Fried, yeah.
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 It was pretty good.
Have you had that before?
No.
Neither had I. I'd never even thought of it. I mean, I've brined stuff and fried that, but I've never done like chicken strips brined in pickle juice.
Pickle juice, so good.
Pickle juice, brined chicken. Try to say that. Say it.
Pickle juice, brined chicken.
Baby.
Pickle juice.
Okay, here's the fun part. Okay. We can actually use him to say shit the way we want it to say. Like you'd be like, all right, say pickle juice fried chicken, baby.
Pickle juice fried chicken, baby.
Yeah, I think it's gonna work. All right. We'll drop some contracts and see. You know, we gotta probably run it through the boilerplate. We're gonna have to we might put a pin in it after we
circle
table
back.
It. Yeah, and then we bring it to the table.
It's what I'm bringing to the table. I'm going to put a pin in it until I bring it to the table.
We don't want him siloed. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? We want him.
No, we got to bring him to. Yeah, we got to bring him to the table. You know,
bring him into the fold.
He needs a seat at the table. Does honestly?
Does anybody say bring him into the fold in your business at all?
No.
You should bring him
into the fold.
No. Bring them into the fold. Them of the fold now.
Bring.
You should start.
No, it's like let me CC you.
Bring I'll they, just them into you. The
try to reintroduce that. Starting here, you heard it first. 2 years from 5 days ago today. Bring you into the fold was introduced into official Google meetings.
What was it?
You're going to say, you're going to try to make, so bring them into the fold is a saying. It's like an older saying. Yeah. You've heard it before,
I've
right?
Heard of yeah. It.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that is not currently put a pin in it, but it is the same echelon of speech pattern where it's like, it's so corporate. So start in, see if you can introduce,
okay,
bring them into the fold. And then see if it comes around. You don't have you heard
okay,
it?
Okay, let me make sure I'm using it correctly first.
Well, that's
this
a
is
good
the first
good call, step. Babe. Yeah. Audrey. Cheers to making sure you know what it means.
So, like, maybe if I'm working on a project and there's something that somebody else needs to know about, then I'll be like, oh, let's bring them into the fold to get
yes.
their perspective.
Yes.
Would that be a per,
so
right?
So that's yeah. like, yeah, giving
I
them
can
permission.
Use that all the time.
Because you're always yeah. asking for permission to do stuff or offering, you have to give somebody permission to do something, right? That's in the, like they don't have it. So that would be the time we say,
bring
hey, what do you think
fold.
About bringing him into the fold and giving him access?
It tickles me so much because nobody says it, but everybody knows what it means.
New shit.
Let's see. And in 1 year, yeah. does it become mainstream corporate vernacular? Bring him into the fold. You heard
bring
it here first. 5 years from 2 days ago today.
Bring him into the fold.
All the startups at Google Cloud bringing it into the fold.
Bring him into the fold.
You thought they brought it before.
They were founders and they were CTOs.
Fold it.
That'll be the t-shirt that some fucking next-gen kid makes that like, fold it. Meaning... it's all handled. We're all maintaining frame.
Yeah, fold yeah, it. Fold it. Yeah, put it away. Don't worry about it. We got it.
Fold it. Yeah.
Yeah
it means
it's already buttoned up.
It means fold lock. It. Actually, it means lock it up.
It means let it go.
No. It means lock it up.
Lock it up.
Yeah, fold it because you're bringing them into the fold. It means you're including them. So yeah. if you say fold it, like you're folding them in, it means you're like lock it up. We're really gonna.
We're gonna bring them into the fold, and then we're gonna like fold it up. We're gonna fold it.
Yeah.
We gotta
yeah
gotta yeah, use yeah. the folds everywhere.
You start throwing it. That in and then you're like and then you hit him with a scorched earth and they're like, is she from Central Casting or where did they find her? Scorched earth. We love the touching on the shit that like we hear. It's like it'll appear at one point in the media. And then it will appear like on every single media thing. Did we talk about that before the scorched earth thing?
And then it'll appear on every.
Yeah, maybe.
It was during COVID times. If you remember, it was in like every movie, every newscaster. They would make sure and drop scorched earth. And then, you know, as you like listen, as we listen to all, you know, whatever the conspiracy theories, but you find out that these mega companies that have like multiple, like 100 outlets, they're owned by a few corporations and they have a message that they just want to put out there. And it's like, so when you see that repeated around, it's like, okay, what, why would they be wanting us to think scorched earth while we're just like living our daily lives? Like why are they saying it to this that many times? It's like what is there something behind it or am I crazy?
I think it's just a distraction to look at the monkey while they're doing other shit. They're just wanting you to look at this thing that's not there, that's not real.
Nah, that's probably
be scared about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's probably more like it.
Yeah,
I love the squeaky chair. Oh, now I can't get it to do it.
Yeah.
Well, because I think
just
it's
the
me,
ever
actually.
So slight movement.
It's just the head nod. You got to give it the head nod. All right. So we have a ton of shit to cover. What are we missing from here to there, from back to front?
And everywhere. All right. So, I mean, you've been remodeling the cabin. You did a hell of a job on the chimney.
Oh, yeah. We did some stonework.
Yeah. Yeah, and screwed up the house, the cabin.
I thought you said screwed up. He screwed up the house pretty good on this one. So yeah, we've been working our asses off, and and hanging out up in Greer, and it is amazing. Let me just, you know what? Let's shout out fresh air.
Yeah,
9,000 feet elevation.
Ooh. Greer is the spot, man. I love it.
We're
up
big
here.
Fans.
Yeah, we don't.
We need more people up here.
Well, we don't want to blow it up with our 9 listeners. So.
Yeah, but
it's just beautiful.
Yeah,
but for real, the fresh air and fresh water from an artisan well. I don't mean to make y'all jealous out there, but damn.
Yeah.
Get it
like,
on
would
your
it
skin.
Would it be boring to live a life where you just live in the country like this? There's no people around.
There's a conversion, right? So like it'll go, you'll be bored, but I mean, we do it for months up here and you get used to it. It sort of just becomes normal. And then every time we go back home, I look at all my stuff, the cars and the garage and the motorcycles and all the shit. And I go, I don't need any of that stuff, actually. I haven't used it, you know.
Enough to justify having it, really.
Well,
yeah.
What I was going to say is in the months that I'm up here, I'm nowhere near it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm reminded of like when
feels
I
good.
Cleared all my belongings when I moved out of the country the first time. And it's like, oh, you just go, it's cathartic. It's like, I'm out of it. But then, of course, you get back home, you're like, but I do like the electric motorcycle, and I do like the other, all my tools, and, you know, everything I've collected, and my little home that's home, and it's like, so both ways are good, I guess. You
but
know?
There's always that aspect of,
you could know. Bring the toys up here, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, we like the idea, but there's not a lot of comedy going on, and I gotta stick with that, so, for now, but it's nice to have backups. If you don't have a backup plan, get one.
I mean, yeah. I think it'd be good just to get a place and like have it ready.
Get ready for the sun to explode.
The sun's micronova.
Mini nova. Microman Mandy Savage.
Coming soon.
Microman.
Microman
Mandy
Savage.
And she's like,
Oh,
the
queen.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm just So skinny way.
Yeah, we do like the country life. Not a lot of people around. I think that's kind of for the good. Now that we're getting older, though, I mean, why have people?
Oh, don't you have an update for your court stuff? You do.
Oh, so many updates on my end.
Yeah.
I listed my house for sale.
Oh, the house is listed for sale.
Anyone in the market?
Deal alert, 7710707. Don't say the address, but get a hold of us in the podcast notes.
The market's slow. It's crazy. I mean, thousands of house for sale within like a few miles radius.
Yeah. Do you want to tell them all where you live?
Yeah, I live in North Glendale off of the 101 and 75th Avenue.
Don't say anymore.
My social security number, last 4 digits only.
All we need is one crazy dude to be like, finally.
Brandon.
I found her. Yeah. I thought maybe Ray was out of the picture, but.
No, I got the house listed for sale, but, you know, I don't really care if it sells or not. I'll just refinance because rates are dropping, so. Here's the thing. My mortgage is way higher than the rental rate is right now. So
It'll sell 48 days. That's the average. So,
mm-hmm.
And you've got it priced right.
It's priced right.
So thoughts and prayers is what we're asking for, everybody. If we get some thoughts and prayers for
some good vibes, please.
Melody to get her house sold. Thoughts and prayers.
And the court stuff is finishing up. I think last court day got pushed to November.
Guys, more thoughts and prayers.
Moving along.
If we get this wrapped up too, we just need
He just wants the Korean barbecue. That's it.
I forgot.
Colin, you're also invited to Korean barbecue. I feel like you're a part of it. You were a part of everything.
Right. Yeah, a little bit. Mm-hmm. I was here for a minute.
Yeah. I mean, we're going we're going Dutch, but.
Yeah,
you're
that's
invited.
Fine. I don't know what that means, but that's fine.
Melody is taking us out.
He's like, I'm not European, but whatever.
That's like a banana split, right? Do you guys all hear that? It's fine. Everything's fine. It's still running. It was just letting us know it only has 20% left on the camera.
No.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
The insanity.
Hulk.
The insanity.
Yeah. Coming out.
I just became 6'8". I can't wait to get 6'8". I should actually try to find some 8-inch extensions for the boots.
Yeah.
I can make something. Wood.
Wood blocks.
Fuck. And I shape them.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to have
It's so ridiculous because your torso is already short for the body you have. So.
Babe. Okay, I meant to tell you this. That joke, my new, that I want to tell, where it's like, I have a racist body. The long legs, the short torso, the long muscular arms. I make sure I say they're muscular.
Muscular.
These days, they're kind of muscular.
Muscular.
I heard on, oh, fuck. There was a black dude on one of the podcasts I like, and he said that it's a trope that black men are built with long legs, a short torso, and long muscular arms.
Mm.
Oh, black men are built like
that? I didn't know that. Is that a thing?
Check you out.
I guess so.
Turns out,
yeah.
Maybe my mom was messing around with it. Mm-hmm.
Turns out me and you are black, right?
Oh, yeah, you got the same short
torso. Turns out you're not half Jewish, you're half.
Don't say it. Look. The views of this show are not represented by Melody Gates, and we don't believe that the Jews are bad people. Moving on.
We love Israel.
We also don't love Israel, and we will not stand by anything. Please read the fine print, ladies and gentlemen. Everything that can and will be said held against you in a court of...
Can and will be said.
is a state statute, and nobody can argue that, so...
So, yeah, I think those are the big updates. We got two dogs. Everybody knows that. One of them is running around. We gave him shots.
Oh, man, I misfired. Oh, shit. Nothing feels worse than misfiring on your dog.
Almost killed our dog.
Piercing the skin, right. And then she yelps, and then you back out like a little bitch. That's
and then
what
you yell at your girlfriend for holding the dog wrong.
Well, I did the whisper yell, though. Yeah, you know, where it's like, I fucking told you. That's the best one.
Yeah, but we all know whose fault it really was.
Yeah, it was mine. It was mine. Even though afterwards she was like,
it's not your fault.
I wasn't holding the head right. Yeah. She goes, I still love you, baby. I miss you.
She'll be mad at me.
Yeah, that's right. I want to eat this week.
I've been good, except that one time it was an accident.
Yeah.
No, you're a good boyfriend.
Oh, I can't. Cool. Thumbs up. Let me see if I'm blushing. I am. I'm actually blushing. I can see me on the camera. Cling. Little wink. Cling. Where's the sound effect, Cullen? Get the sound effect. Cling. Okay, I'm winking. Do the sound effect.
He is.
Cullen.
Listen, stop talking.
Bling. You have to do it if I'm talking or not. Bling. You know what I mean? Like, it can't be because it has to be. Yeah, see?
No, but I could hear when he was thumping his throat. Keep him in
Oh, was he doing the teardrop?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
What
I was trying to
I
do
could
the
hear
sound
it.
For you to.
We both just start smacking ourselves in the.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
And we are not done yet.
Under the sea. All right. Well, do you have any other updates?
Oh, I do, but I forgot them.
I mean,
I've been out here so long.
I've been out here in the wilderness all by myself for so long. I'm just
what I really had that I it is funny. I can't claim that at all because I was only up here for like a week by myself.
Oh,
you were, but still, it was.
I was crazy already.
It was like 2 weeks. It was like 2 weeks. I just remember the adjust your shorts that you recorded. And the first one, I thought to myself, I was like, that man's been alone for a while.
So
truth comes out, baby.
Yeah.
It was so funny. I just kept laughing. I told you about that. And then the next one.
Yeah, you did.
What did I tell you? The next one I told you, I said, baby.
We're bringing it up again. You know?
It's a baby. Your nose is so red in that one. What are you doing up there?
It was our TV, because on this TV, it was
No,
fine.
You said you scrubbed your nose.
Oh, I did do that.
Really yeah. hard the night before.
Well, I finally used the loofah.
Colin, his nose was so red. His nose was so red. Oh. It like matched the brick behind you.
If you don't get one of those loofah scrapers and put it on your nose, it is so smooth.
Is it that little round thing in there?
No, it's the backside of the washcloth. It's like Like a, oh, a raspy backside. That's a great band name.
Raspy backside boys. Raspy backside but, boys.
Because, you know, I get bad nose candy from everything.
Yeah.
It's like full of grit and grease
everybody
and
knows
all
that.
The shit. Yeah. So when you scrub it, it's so smooth and nice. You just got to take off, exfoliate one layer.
Like, raspy backside boys.
Raspy backside boys. That's our new, well, that, maybe that has to be the new station. Do you want to be one of the raspy backside boys?
Raspy backside.
Raspy backside boys.
Raspy
backside. I'm not doing that with you guys. I refuse.
I refuse to do the raspy backside.
Look,
I don't play
along because you guys are doing it.
Okay. That's not what you said.
Kidding, Brittany. Kidding. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Baby.
Babe, I can't believe you're trying to drive a wedge.
Yeah, wedge.
Drive two wedgies.
Wedgies. Between the raspy backside boys.
Between yourself and your younger self. Sorry, that was creepier in my head. And it was creepy out loud.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed. Well, baby, I think this has been a great show. And
yeah, we're at 50 minutes. So we're going to call it
so
at this.
Good. I think
so what you're saying is we've been out of it for, I mean, like six. We take 6 weeks off and then we go 10 minutes short. That's what you're saying? We bring in a guest and then we short him. We owe him the 10 minutes.
Fuck, so sorry.
Colin, what do you got? Take it away, Colin.
I ain't got shit.
Okay, that was the show.
I have a question.
Sure.
Oh fuck yeah. Did you bring up any?
Yeah.
Did you do any ChatGPT? No, we have to talk about Sora.
Kind of.
Sora is on the menu, the podcast menu this week, and we're not the only podcasters talking about it. All the podcast boys are talking about, they said the same thing that I said, and that is, they hate Sora.
Nobody likes Sora.
Because it's fake shit.
Yeah.
Nobody. Here's why I have hope for the future. There's hope! From 5 weeks ago, 2 years ago today, the agreement between ChatGPT and humanity itself will take place where the robots take over, but only in the way that they do everything for us, and then we can pursue our goals. Because nobody likes the fake shit.
Oh yeah.
Nobody likes the. Nobody likes the. Yeah. Get me real shit. Or no shit at all.
Get
yeah.
Real shit. No.
But Sora is fully on blast. It's like
metal
they put
for the real shit.
Let's play this game. How much money do we think was invested in making Sora? It's a ChatGPT company product. Probably, I don't know. Anywhere
no
between
idea.
A half a billion and a billion.
I feel like money
dollars.
Is irrelevant in that world.
So
it's irrelevant.
The amount of energy. Let's but we quantify it. Energy is money. Money, you know, is that thing. So how much resource goes into generating that thing that I see three videos and I go, well, that's kind of cute, and then I go, well, we're done with that. We don't care about it because it's a joke. It's like, maybe that's actually what's going to happen with this advanced AI future. It's like, we'll all go, no, we like real interaction. Colin,
we'll
have you
find
got something?
Out. We'll find out at some that. Point, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are you at? You want to move in, right, to the AI?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm in it. I'm full on. Waist deep.
You He's call it merge. Crunchy AI.
I don't fuck with AI at all.
Yeah.
I haven't.
Yeah.
So.
You shouldn't.
I don't want
Would
to.
Would you ever
eventually.
Get the AI overview on Google?
I've.
Can you search on your phone?
I've,
well, then you've gotten.
I
you
have,
fucked
so.
With AI before.
Well, yeah. This
it's been
is
fucking
true.
With you, actually.
Yeah, that's what I was going to argue.
Exactly.
Actually, AI is fucking you.
Fucking with you. You know what I'm saying?
Here's a crazy thing we did like yesterday or the day before.
It was last night.
I Googled something and he Googled
was
something.
Night before, yeah.
Same phrase, same yep. thing.
Is
and
Peter
it gave
Thiel
us two different answers.
We Googled Peter Thiel 23andMe because we couldn't remember what his participation
yeah,
was.
Yeah, he had some kind of connection, but we weren't sure.
He was
sure.
one of the founding guys. But yeah. But we both Googled Peter Thiel 23andMe, and that was it. And we got two completely different answers.
No shit.
Hers, mm-hmm. it led her on a path away from the answer, and mine, it actually answered, yes, Peter Thiel was one of the original founding members. But nowhere on her search results in Google did it say, yes, he is connected. It said, in fact, he has like distanced himself from certain things, or so, it was like a, it really gave it, a skewed response.
It was
response.
A political response. Yeah, yeah. It was really weird.
Yeah. It's forcing
there have been
me.
Other times I'll ask it something. Like I was one time I asked it something about it. Google. I asked Google something about a show that goes on, a comedy show.
Yes.
In Glendale.
It was one of the Stir Crazy shows. And it's, yeah. And it said no. There's no fee. It's free to get into that show.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, it's a free show.
It was the Stir Crazy mic.
And I know it's not free. Wow. And all I had to do was like right underneath the AI overview was the actual page where you open it. And then it's like, this is where you get tickets.
But here's what's funny. It's $6. So what if you read down further and it's like, it goes in parentheses. It's like, well, it's not quite free, but it's basically free because it's $6.
Might as well be free. Yeah.
But no, it said no, there is no cover for the open mic. It's free. And I showed that to the owner and he was like, what? He's like, we got to fix that.
Shit.
That's a crazy AI overview.
Yeah.
It doesn't know. So basically, AI is dumb. AI, if you're watching
it
this,
it never gives you the answer.
Smarten up.
Also, if you ask Google, are there other alternative forms of energy that are basically limitless, like unlimited energy?
It says no.
It says no.
Yeah, well, we all know that's...
Well, so far...
But there have been countless
in all
inventors
of my experiments.
So far in all my experiences...
Can you burn evaporated gasoline? AI says no.
So far,
but we found out that you can.
But the Wi-Fi says, yes, you can. Shout out Wi-Fi. AJ, you rock.
Yes, we can.
Well... Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Well, I'll tell you what. This brings us to the end of our ever-beloved ING program. I would like to extend a warmest appreciation and many words of gratitude.
You're welcome, baby.
You knew I was talking about you. I was giving you the eye contact, but I was talking about our third, and we'll go ahead and say it, he's our newest guest to date, Cullen Barrett. Thank you for joining the program. That was a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Cullen Barrett?
Yeah.
Oh,
and we're going to see,
that.
I got a feeling we're going to see Cullen on the show a bit. I think we may have to fill a seat with
he's
his
got a good voice.
With his heated
voice.
Meat.
Like voice.
And turn his face away from
heated meat.
Make him face the camera or the computer screen, mm-hmm. and bring him in as the official engineer. Mm-hmm. And if he can't
he's
figure
like, I mean, I don't know if I'm ready.
No, he didn't
some recognition.
Fucking figure out the shit that I was doing today. So
he's fine.
He's got a lot to
excited.
Learn.
And baby, I love you. It's nice to get back to it. I'm glad we finally got one in the cabin. And yeah. To everybody out there, thanks for
everybody
tagging along and enjoying your show. And come see some comedy and shit.
Brandon,
if you can make
it
out.
Brandon, we appreciate your viewership.
Brandon, Richie, hopefully we'll see you at one of those shows. If not, I get it. You know,
Richie will be there.
Long way to go.
Mm-hmm. Umar, who I my coworker
oh,
that I recently
Umar,
shared the
shout
podcast
out.
With.
What up, dude? You're in it. He's in. Where is he in Britain or something?
Hopefully, he only watches this one.
Where's he located?
Switzerland.
Umar, checking us out from Switzerland. I look forward to seeing that dot on the map, son. We got somebody in Finland too. I think we got. There's one person that watches us in Greenland or something.
Yeah, that's right. You mentioned that.
Yeah, or something like that. I'll have to find out what it is. But for some reason, they watch us every week.
Really? Yeah. Yeah.
So shout out.
All right.
Finland or Greenland or Scandinavia. Scandinavia.
Okay. All my Finland peeps.
Anyway, that's it. This is all of this is temporary. Love you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.